The next item is the programming committee. We've allotted 1 hour for that. Rob Robinson is the chair of that committee. You want to present your report, Rob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a letter that's included in the book. What I would like the board to know is that we have the committee has rewritten the longer policy and condensed it down to a three-page version. We have not been able to completely pass it yet because people want more time to read this version. But what we're proposing to do, assuming that we can get that passed by the committee, would be to bring that newer, briefer document. It's about 3 pages long right now. I'll distribute copies to the board members. But, again, we think that it's really, really critical that this board enact a policy for our programming. I would remind everyone that it's now almost 10 years since we developed Democracy Now. We've heard from our affiliate stations that there is an appetite for more Pacifica programming, and we know that we have wonderful programs at the local stations levels that can be expanded. But I think we have to have a decision-making and resource-sharing structure in the network in order to bring our best shows forward and to provide space at the local station level. And this policy does that, and that's why I think it's critically important. So I will be talking to the members individually about that at this meeting. What I would like us to do in taking some of the time now would be to discuss the issue of the international Spanish language broadcast, because we did vote, this board voted in January of 2005 to put that broadcast forward, and it still hasn't happened. So I think perhaps it would be useful for us to have a discussion about that so that we can understand why it's so difficult to develop national broadcasts like this in the network.
Okay. And it's also true that I believe there's some plans or in development for other national programming, so maybe we could take the time for a discussion on national programming initiatives. Greg, would you like to start off and we could talk about national programming issues and processes?
Sure. I was going to address this actually this afternoon when I reported to you during my management report, but I have no problem, you know, preempting myself a little bit. It'll mean that I can be that much shorter in the afternoon. Rob, let's just start where Rob is. That we've been, having problems. He indicated it's taken many years. Of course, I've only been here for about 5 months, and during that period, I have to say I've seen significant progress because I can report to you that, as far as I know, there will be a Spanish language news half-hour news broadcast beginning in July. This has been discussed repeatedly by the various general managers in the operations group. We have a budget. We have two budgets, in fact. One, a transitionary budget for the rollout from July until the end of September. Another for proposed for FY07. The board, I agree, has been urging Pacifica to place more emphasis on programming for the Latino audience for some time. And I, after being here for this time, I think this is highly appropriate priority, both in terms of outreach to an underserved audience, but also in terms of the general demographic trends in our station areas, in the nation as a whole, and because of the nature of the audience itself. Just to give you some background and why I believe this is that the surveys that I've seen indicate that the Latinos spend more time listening to the radio than any other ethnic group in this country. This is apparently a documented fact. And although in recent times some of the commercial Latino stations have been involved in some pro-immigrant advocacy, it's obvious that the corporations that are behind these stations are not going to continue this emphasis and are not happy with it at this point. But we can sustain this kind of momentum and build a more a loyal audience by developing programs, more programs. And that's why I recommended and have pushed, in association with Eva, in association with programming staff at KPFK, the show that we're going to be launching. But I do think that we need to go further than that, that it should be scheduled to air with other related programming, not all in Spanish, but music, public affairs, immigrant-themed programs, to create programming blocks that can build loyalty across the network. And I believe, and I'm recommending, in a sense, as part of what I will again be reporting to you this afternoon, that that all the Pacifica stations should make a significant commitment to serving this immediate audience, that that this should be a major priority in programming for the foreseeable future, by devoting at least 2 hours per day on each of the stations throughout the network, sister stations, to Latino programming. And in a more general sense, what I'm saying is that I think we have to open up space within all stations' schedules for new types of programs that meet our mission, that weave together local and national elements, which I think is the most effective programming, national programming strategy, to generate more audience loyalty. And as I'll report to you this afternoon, that is one of the issues that's confronting the network, a decline in loyalty to our programming. And so that addresses the Latino issue. And so what I'm saying is essentially is that if you launch one show and invest, as we're suggesting, $140,000 initially, but you don't support it with related programming to create a block that will establish that kind of increased loyalty, you are really engaging in a form of tokenism that will not be effective, that you are undermining exactly what you are trying to promote. That means that we have to set priorities, and I am suggesting that this commitment be a network-wide commitment. Voluntarily, if possible, and I am trying to persuade the various station managers that this is in their best interest, but on a mandatory basis if necessary. Similarly, I think that Pacific also needs to make a sustained commitment, as Rob has indicated and others around this table have indicated, to additional national news and public affairs programming. And the first step that I've taken, which Bob referenced last night, is I am working on, with a group of producers and talent both within and outside Pacifica, on an idea for a new and original network program that would respond to current events throughout the fall election season. What I am trying to develop, and again, this is not a fait accompli, this is an ongoing creative discussion at this point, which the managers are being brought into at this point, but in which I have tried to emphasize the brainstorming aspect of it first to find out what ideas that would be distinct from what we are programming now could be added. And what I'm suggesting is that we develop a 10-week series, 5 days a week, that would combine serious discussion with humor and music, and that showcases talent both within the network and beyond. And once the election season ends, that we should use that same time slot, wherever that is in the individual station schedule, to showcase successful programs from our stations and perhaps from affiliates as well, for a limited but potentially renewable period of time. And further, going into 2007, that we begin to develop and hopefully have ready to launch, perhaps in that time slot, another 10-week series, this one focusing on race in America. So in essence, this is what I'm proposing for National Public Affairs Program for the current year. We have, on a preliminary basis, budgetized this. This is part of the priorities. Again, this is still being negotiated because the various units and national staff have submitted their own various budget requests, and we really haven't sort of reconciled all of those at this point. So the priorities that I presented to the Finance Committee were really an attempt to synthesize as much as we can at this point the various requests that were being made, but within what I hope would be a more coherent both management structure and programming structure. So what I'm saying basically is that we should initiate a short-term series, and I could give you more details on the nature of the ideas that are being put forward. I think some of them are pretty exciting, and some of the people who have, like Roberta Rodriguez, who is a Latino columnist, used to live in New Mexico, and Larry Beinhart, who wrote the Wag the Dog script, and other people like that from around the country, some of whom have worked with us in the past, and some people who are producers for us already who have participated in the phone call. Begin with this limited series, see if it has legs, open up some space on network programming. And the other benefit, I think, is that when in the future something like the immigrant mobilization that happened this spring happens, we will be in a position to respond, which we were not this year. We had some talent and we had some individual programs being developed at the local level, but we had no capacity to project it nationally. And what we need to do is open up space within the schedule across the country so that we can respond rapidly and launch programming, and so that we're not preempting programs so much as replacing national space that we've already created. That's in brief what is being developed.
Okay, it's the topic's open for discussion. Don?
As I understand it, Greg, the Spanish language program mandated by the board and all the planning around it is exclusively in Spanish.
At this point, yes.
Yes. There's no movement or consideration of making this program bilingual, is there?
Well, this has been this was discussed at the in the operations group yesterday, and beyond that, it depends on the station. There are a couple of stations where it's clear that the feeling is that it works in Spanish only. But in Washington D.C., for example, Ron does not feel that that would work for his programming, and we're trying to figure out a way to accommodate that. The question of whether you make it bilingual or make perhaps successive Spanish and English versions of the same broadcast, that is to say half hour in Spanish and then a second half hour in English as a possible alternative rather than bilingual within the individual program.
Just a quick
follow-up.
That's
a possible option.
Yeah. Is your view that proposal would have to come back to us, that it could...
No, I don't think so. I believe really now it's a question of budget and talent. Is it feasible? Can we do it? The mandate does not exclude us trying to do more than you requested, but simply to meet the minimum obligation that you've set.
Lydia?
Yes, I would say that it would not have to come back to the board if it was a format, as you just explained, as a possibility where it's first in Spanish and then the second half hour in English. However, if they propose doing an immediate bilingual translation, that's an entirely different proposition.
Uh-huh.
The reason it would have to come back to the board is, A, that's not what we passed, but also the fact that that would be spelled death for that program. There is nothing more intrusive than, sentence by sentence bilingual translation. Another alternative not with the news broadcast, but in the future, since you developed other Spanish language programming, so that we had a very successful show several years ago by a programmer named John Martinez, who was one of the few people who could successfully pull off interlingual, where people callers would call in English or Spanish, and you continue the conversation without breaking the flow. So it's not bilingual. It's more conducive to how most of us who were born and raised here but happen to be bilingual speak. And so it's a very popular format, but it requires a great deal of skill. And I'm not convinced that we have developed that even in Los Angeles. It's a very specific skill. So, again, if it remains in Spanish, it doesn't have to be revisited, in my opinion, by this board, or if it's the split format of half hour. However, I remain very concerned that this has not moved forward. It is just, it's inconceivable to me that this has not been made to move forward. And I do support the idea of Muscari if, I mean, because I think we've been more than reasonable. It's been a year and a half. We can understand several months and so on and so forth, but a year and a half, that's a bit much. And then later, can I piggyback with the elections question? Okay.
No, I'd like to do that in the elections thing.
Let me just respond. I agree with you on the sort of the deadly nature of trying to do a bilingual news programming, and I wouldn't be that interested in that. But I do want to underscore the fact that if you just launch one half-hour program in the midst of unrelated programming, that's really not going to be successful, and that's why we have to find other programming that exists within our schedule at this point. And I think that there are programs that do exist that are scattered throughout the station schedules that could be reoriented to buttress to create an exciting programming block, and I think that's really what has to be looked at. And I fear that it may be necessary to mandate it. I hope not.
Yeah, I just want to remind the board and the audience who aren't aware that what the board did was it authorized the production of the program, the creation of a national program, and a process for negotiating budget contributions from stations, but it never said anything about the policy of airing it, and so that is sort of the gap in this procedure in terms of the policy that we've passed so far. We've never said anything about who must air. And I suspect that that is part of the reason for some of what's going on, because there's a question of what are the roles of the relative bodies in determining the airing of this.
Money is an issue, too.
Ray and then Bob. I always call him Bob first. Ray and then Bob. Okay, Bob and then Ray.
Oh, God. Well, first of all... As the person who sponsored the motion establishing the daily Spanish language program, I just want to say that I'm really happy to hear that it's finally about to go online, although I share Lydia's disappointment that it's taken this long, but it's a very positive new development for Pacifica and something that's going to open up whole new audiences, not only in the U.S., but in Latin America as well. And I know there's some plans underway to try to market it, if you will, to stations that have never carried Pacifica programming before. So that's a really important breakthrough. I wanted to ask Greg some questions about the daily election show that he presented a few minutes ago. Greg, can you clarify what the content and the focus of that show is? When you say elections, do you mean the congressional and gubernatorial elections, or and from what vantage point, or kind of with what approach?
Yeah. No, that's just a shorthand. I tried to be sort of artful in the wording. During that period of time was really what I was referring to. Yeah, as you're speaking, I'm passing around something that actually relates to Latino programming, which was going to be part of my report, but these are letters, and since we have a delegation actually in the room from the Latino community in New York, I thought it would be an opportune time to pass it around, from various constituencies in New York concerning their support for Latino programming, and I think you'd find some of this dialogue within these letters interesting. But to get to your question, no, it's not strictly about the elections, although within this group there was some back and forth as to what extent do you focus on that. But let me read you just a little bit of the notes that I made of the call, just to give you an idea, okay? The discussion ranged from a suggestion that we need to sound an alarm that the country is surrendering to a dangerous authoritarian tendency, to the idea that we should offer hope, move beyond anger, and provide information that helps build community and popular momentum for action and change. There was much discussion of the need to bring humor, music, and creativity into the programming mix. Roberta Rodriguez, the columnist, said humor is a way to counter fear. Subjects such as how to deal with the manipulation of language, focusing on specific elections around the country, the importance of bringing in a broader range of voices, specifically women and people of color, and how to avoid being marginalized as far left or extremist were also discussed. The author, Larry Beinhart, warned about the danger of using words like fascism to describe what's going on if we want to reach more than the usual audience. After about a half hour, we moved on to generating a list of specific program segments. based on the overall analysis. And I'll just give you a sort of the headlines of those rather than go into it. The state of the scandals, which could be possibly a humor or a somewhat humorous segment, updated regularly on the various crimes and misdemeanors of the current administration. A recorded comments from average people around the country, perhaps based on a question of the day, to get people in the field, put microphones in front of people about a specific question that we would define. This is something we thought that affiliate stations and FSRN could actually be very, very helpful to us in developing. Horse races, which would be more of a hard news analysis of the close or exciting races around the country. Let's see what else is on this list. And these would be, you know, individual segments within a possibly an hour format. Commentary and interviews, I won't go into that. Agreeing to differ, this is my own contribution to the list. Somewhat unscripted discussion between progressive panelists who don't always agree, or representatives of groups, for example, ethnic groups or community groups, that might actually be in conflict, to take a page from the mainstream media's sort of talking heads format and turn it into a dialogue that showcases both diversity and progressive opinion. I'll stop there. There are actually three or four different ideas. But so basically we're talking about, in a sense, a hybrid program idea focused on public affairs with news element within each day, but then bringing in music and humor, and it would be recorded. Probably recorded in the early afternoon, so that could be broadcast either in the late afternoon or in the evening, depending on the part of the country. And again, for a limited period of time, and so that you don't have the host guest that being the only dynamic, and that Thank these God. Would also be segments in some cases that would be short, which would be potentially available for, you know, sort of distribution through podcasting as well. So that's where it stands. And right now, we need to get back to more people within the Pacifica network about what people would be available and interested, production help, and that kind of thing, to see whether this is really conceivable by September.
Okay, I had a couple more questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What I'd like to do is get everybody's questions and then come back, because what happens is whoever gets in first creates the discussion, and then everyone else is given short shrift. So
could I give the questions and him not answer them yet? And then everyone give their questions.
Go for it.
Okay. So I wanted to know about the process of consultation with the general managers and
sure.
program directors that led to this, and also the, if I recall on our teleconference, the board's teleconference a few weeks ago, I thought I heard you say something that you're primarily going to look to hosts who are outside of Pacifica, not currently on the staff.
Not hosts. Guests and panelists and segment producers, but somewhat outside the network. But in terms of hosts and co-hosts, I'm hoping that this will be hosted from within the network. In fact, I don't know whether this is possible, but my original hope was that there would be kind of production in different stations. It's been said to me since then that it might be better to primarily produce it out of one station, but that you might have segments that would come from other stations.
No.
This highlights the importance of not asking the question first, because then the framing hangs, and there's often a desire to.
But again,
respond.
This is all. Yeah.
Let's go to Ray, and I'll come back to
Sorry.
You, Bob.
Actually, I want to just go back to the Spanish language program,
sure.
Only because, as we know, unless we push. Sometimes things don't get done because they are the priorities. This, as far as the board is concerned, this came on at the forefront as a fusion of ideas being discussed in Los Angeles primarily. And in 2002, the discussion on the IPNB for inclusion and diversity. So clearly at that point, the Latino community was an example of a community that was growing, dynamic. I remember being in Venezuela with Fernando Velasquez, and we felt clearly that this had to be reflected somehow in the programming, that there was many struggles taking place in Latin America that had to be part of what we're reporting here, and vice versa, where these people would be exposed to Pacifica and our traditions and our struggles. So I just want to take the time to say that, as Bob said, I appreciate the fact that we've moved so far, but I also want to remind us that we've been trying to do that since 2002 and that the potential gains for us are tremendous for that.
I agree completely. I mean, I tried to stress that myself, but as I keep stressing, I think that we have to go beyond one program, that I think it involves making a commitment to building this audience throughout the country. And in a way, I'm implicitly saying that you can't serve everyone simultaneously. At some point, a network and individual stations have to make decisions about what is most important. And so what I am saying to you is that since you've done all this work for so many years to identify this as a key underserved audience, and that really everything politically and demographically points in this direction, that it's now time to make the decision that this is not just a priority for a news program, but this is a primary priority for national programming and for programming in individual stations, and that station schedules should be adjusted to reflect this priority.
Yes, I'm wondering, we're talking of a 2.5 hour block, I mean, total, that would be now national programming and not local anymore. Am I correct?
Well, I was going to get into some of this in my report this afternoon.
How
much sort of time is spent on different areas of programming? Yes, well, I am talking about a network public affairs program that would
right.
be 1 hour for, and I'm talking about suggesting that people take existing programs that are on their stations now at different times of the week
okay.
and rescheduling them.
Okay.
For a block of programming. I wouldn't consider that national programming. I would consider that local programming
okay.
and a rescheduling.
Well, my question at this point is, I haven't heard or seen from anyone anything about what is being done to contact listeners, a listener survey, what do the sponsors of our stations feel about this, and what programming would they have to give up in their times that would be a block. They have programming there that sponsors support and like. And I want to know what is being done to survey or find out how this will sit with our sponsors. To me, that is our major concern. In commercial stations, the sponsors are always the major concern, and I think it's no less true of us. Just because there are more of them, we should really have to figure their needs and how this would. They're going to have to lose 2.5 hours of something they really like, maybe move to someplace else, but whether they can listen then. So that's what is being done about that.
Some of this I'd like to address this afternoon, but I'll simply say this, this is to some extent a local obligation that stations should be doing listener surveys. I think that to some extent I have to say that I haven't seen those.
There's no mechanism that we have that's satisfactory.
That's right.
Arbitrons
that's right.
don't.
But I don't think. Yes.
So
but
we
I don't
need
think.
That.
But I don't think that the absence of activity should be used any further as an excuse not to make changes which the national organization has indicated are a priority. I believe that whenever you attempt to change a station schedule, there will be objections and there will be conflict. But change must occur. But I'll deal with that more this afternoon.
I just want to reiterate the point that the board that we as an organization have not established policy on this point. So maybe we can focus the discussion on how such things should happen to make that discussion productive. Because I keep hearing things not happening because of the how question. And that's the how question keeps coming up more than the what question even. Eva just made the point that the managers would very likely like to be included. I also saw Rip and Alan. After I go to people who haven't spoken yet, I'll come back to the ones who have. So Rip and then Alan.
Well, I think that some of the tough questions about how to do this have already been brought to the table, but we don't seem to have the will to vote for those things. And I'd just like to say that in each of the five sister stations, there's a large and increasing Spanish-speaking audience that is primarily served by commercial stations, which carry news from conservative mainstream sources. And across the country, new stations are being created that are entirely Spanish speaking. I've met with folks in Oregon from a farm worker collective who now have a license. And they're going to be looking for programming, and Pacifica needs to be there. At the NFCB conference, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, which is a network of 225 stations, and also from what I'm seeing at the grassroots conference this summer, stations are not going to wait for Pacifica, as if we're the only source of relevant programming. If the local stations, meaning the five sister stations, are so preoccupied with building fences around themselves, in effect becoming isolationists amidst a growing world community, Pacifica is rapidly becoming irrelevant in this effort. It's up to the board, and we should do it at this meeting, to sell this. It's up to the board members to go back and sell this idea to the listeners. It's not the other way around, where the sponsors of certain programs, and the word sponsor, I don't use that at my station, we don't cater to them. That's a commercial concept. It's up to the board members here to go back and make sure that the LSBs and the audience understand the need for this programming. It shouldn't be the other way around, where they're telling the board members what they're going to have on the air.
Alan.
I just wanted to say I wanted to have the board members remember, following exactly from what Rip said, what I asked Ursula. And my understanding is that, especially with the Spanish language programming, there's tremendous need, not just at the five stations. And as for the other initiative, she also answered yes. And that's between the managers and Greg, and how they determine this with the programming at the stations, of course. But, you know, there are a lot of ways to incorporate that, and it could even be something like a test case where we run carts and we either stream it or podcast it. If for some reason someone determines there's not space, it still could prove to be very successful. But I just want to again recall that we asked Ursula and Rip responded, and they said yes, there was a great desire for this type of programming in both instances from the affiliates. And I can only imagine that all these stations across the country would be incredibly appreciative of that kind of programming initiative. That's my sense.
Do any of the managers want to comment on this issue that we're discussing, which is, if we do national programming, if we agree that national programming needs to happen, how do we make the step to getting it aired, and what is the relationship between the management and the ED and the board in that process? Would any of the managers like to comment?
And are you going to finish the stack?
Come on up to...
going to finish the stack?
Okay, hold on just a second, Ron. There's been a request from board members to... So go ahead, Lydia and Bob, yeah, and then we'll come to you.
Yeah, mine was a matter of policy that we can start considering in terms of how we approach issues like elections, for example, which I absolutely concur. Many of us are hardcore grassroots activists that don't get very involved with elections, but our listeners do, and they all receive ballots in the mail, and it's a compelling issue. Pacifica had great success during the last presidential election in raising money with the letter that they sent out, etc. However, these upcoming elections are local elections. It's congressional districts that are local. I personally think that we should start developing mechanisms when these issues come up, these ideas come up about elections, that the first step would be to go to the station and find out and recommend. The individual stations should have a special election cycle programming and focus and so on and so forth. Find out what that is, because this is very localized elections that we're talking about, not national. We get more than enough of national issue talking heads in relation to these elections, which doesn't mean that we shouldn't have some. But the other thing is that, and it may not be true at all the stations, I realize that there might be a void and there may not be, but in Los Angeles, our public affairs covers all of the issues that you were, talking about that these other people are raising. And so at some point it becomes redundant. And I say this because Pacifica has had a history of national programming that was very irrelevant and it was very redundant. Mm-hmm. And so those of us that have been around long enough tend to be resistant to that as opposed to developing the local programming that is necessary and first finding out both from PDs and station managers and programmers themselves in the local areas to see, oh yeah, maybe we should be doing this, maybe we shouldn't, but give the local stations the first shot at it. It's a little bit different during presidential, but certainly in this election cycle, and that's what I believe should be the first step.
One or two responses. Yes, many of the key races that will be a focus in this cycle are actually not in our primary station areas. They're in other parts of the country. But that does not mean that the Pacifica network should not address them. The other issue that you should consider is that it is the Republican strategy to make this election cycle about local issues, to make it not a referendum on the Bush administration, the war, the collapse of the economy, all of the things that are really central, to make it about gay marriage and other wedge issues at the local level, to divide the country up. And I believe it is this network's job to make it a national referendum. That is the editorial priority that I believe should be embedded within a national program that in part deals with this election cycle, to bring the issues together in a way that commercial and other network programming will not do. They will look at it as isolated regional or local races. I think that our distinct contribution is to make the connections.
Ron.
Thank you. I want to, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to address this issue of the Spanish language broadcast, newscast. To me, it's not an either-or situation. Creativity, opportunity is what's at stake here for WPFW. There's not an opposition to Spanish language broadcasting. Let's make that clear. How it is implemented in each signal area is something that must be taken very, very seriously. Each signal area has a different demographic, different considerations, different issues. I'm going to use PFW as an example of what I'm talking about here. They're talking about it's been proposed that a half an hour totally Spanish language news broadcast be implemented into the station's program schedules. That program, under its current discussion, would feature material submitted by, you know, the people from the different signal areas. But once again, the problem with that for WPFW is that we have another issue. WPFW does have a large and dominant African-American audience. During this immigration debate, some very serious wounds have occurred within the two communities over the immigration issue, over employment issues, over opportunity issues. And I hear it all the time from many of our black listeners that there's a real concern about and whether it's myth or stereotyping or fear. Thank you. So, but the thing is, there's some issues out there within the black community about, you know, about what's happening here. So, we're talking about an all Spanish language news broadcast, public affairs show. Now, we could air that on WPFW. And let's take a look at what would happen. If it's in all Spanish, that essentially locks out the African-American community and other communities from participating in dialogue, from understanding the issues involved. And the reason is simple. They can't speak Spanish. So, as far as I'm concerned, and what I hoped was that this program could be used to help bridge the gap, to help bring about a different understanding, to alleviate the fear and the suspicion between these two races. Because there are those out there that are trying to use these wedge issues to divide these two communities. And Pacifica should be in the forefront of alleviating these types of suspicions, these types of fears, and to stop. You speak about Republicans? Well, you know it's a Republican effort to split these two communities. So my thing is, how do we bring these two communities together? How do we bring these two communities to dialogue and to understand each other's concerns, to form a unified front to fight against the racism and everything else that both communities are victims of? And I think that this program can do that. Yes, I have advocated, and I do advocate, a bilingual broadcast. It is not the death knell of this program. I'm sorry. To me, it would enhance, to me and to my listeners who I'm concerned about, it would enhance their opportunity to participate in this dialogue. We at WPFW, we have a one-hour program that we've been airing for years called Latin Flavor. We've been airing this program for years successfully. It was my hope, and it is still my hope, that we could integrate the best of what we have there in Latin Flavor and this new entity to bring these communities together. I have a lot of listeners, white, black, otherwise, who listen to that program. I've already taken the steps to initiate the creation of a new WPFW Latino collective that would allow them to create locally produced Spanish language bilingual programming that addresses all these needs. And I quite frankly feel that an imposition of this program and of this type that it must be all Spanish language, that's going to create issues for us, scheduling wise. Do we take Latin Flavor off and put this on?
Ron, can you wrap up? I mean, it's a very important topic,
okay. But these are the issues. So all I'm asking is that there are more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. There's more than one way to achieve. And the whole goal here is to outreach to the Latino community and to present opportunities. Well, what I'm saying is that we would like the opportunity to engage the local Latino community to be involved mightily and comprehensively in the development of a program that fits the needs of our local Latino community as well as the national community. So, and we can do that.
Thank
you. I think other stations should be allowed to do that too.
Thank you. I just want to again emphasize that the discussion emphasizes the lack of clarity about where and how what decisions get made and how they're negotiated. So I hope we can keep focusing on that issue in our discussion.
One point.
Hold on before that. Yeah. Who would like? I've been told to use the diaphragm God gave me. So who would like to, Greg would like to
just
speak.
To clarify, a translation could be streamed on the website of WPFW of the Spanish language news. It is certainly possible at limited cost to do that.
Okay. Okay. Comments and discussion on this? Okay, I was going to come back to, well, since... No, Eva hasn't spoken yet. Would you like to speak, Eva? I'd actually like to get some board reaction to what was just said, and then we'll come to you. Can you pot up... That was another point I was going to make. So we've agreed that during debate on issues that at the chair's discretion I can recognize public comment on issues at the appropriate time while we're discussing it. So I'm going to hope to take, and that time would be taken off the public comment time later on. So I'm hoping at the end of our discussion to entertain some of the public comment, because the formal public comment period is not till 2:15. So I'd like to go to Rob, and then I'm going to come. Did you want to speak also, Rosalinda?
No. We asked the managers to speak, and Eva's been raising her hand, so I was wondering if she was going to come forward.
She says she'll wait until after we've had a little reaction to what we've just heard. Rob, did you want to speak?
I'm not holding you responsible for the fact that the broadcast hasn't been developed.
I understand.
What I am concerned about from the perspective of the programming committee is, until we are capable of having a dialogue as a network, not as a local station, but as a network, and until we can begin looking at issues like the fact that we are not building audience and raising money in contrast to the increasing costs. We know that there is a desire for program. Many of our stations don't have adequate local news. And we know that news in the urban community is increasingly been disappearing from the airwaves, so that we know that there are a lot of needs, and we know that we're not meeting all of them. So one of the things that we have to be capable of doing as we see our audience aging and we're finding it harder and harder to raise money, we have to be able to work together as a network to make some collaborative decisions and bring resources together to begin developing better programming, not just nationally, but locally as well. But it's been 10 years since we've done that. And we know that many of the disciplines that we could change are not part of the dialogue right now. And so what some of us on the board are trying to say is, we need to look at our mission. We need to understand why we're not serving youth. We need to understand why we're not doing anti-racist broadcasting, which is something that we could do, and we could do that nationally as well as locally, but we haven't marshaled the will to do it. We're not doing program evaluation. We're not using the internet to develop listener databases for our own local stations. Okay? We don't research our audience and ask them what they want about the broadcast. This is part of the dialogue that does not occur in these discussions. And I submit that one of the reasons we can't get these things done is because we are not building this into the dialogue, and we are not, as a network, able to have discussions around our programming. Programming has become a very taboo subject. And many of the things that we do are not in the best interest of either the network, our listeners, or even the local stations. So the things that we in the programming committee would like to be able to discuss with you are different ways of having these discussions, so we can have different outcomes than we've got right now. Because in 10 years, we have not developed a single program on the order of Democracy Now. And we know that at the local stations, we've got programming that's capable of supporting that. Ambrose Lane is on XM Satellite now. He's not national on Pacifica, but he's on XM Satellite. I mean, many of the traditions that we have around our programming are self-destructive, and we have to understand that, and we have to do something about it. But we can't continue to have the same dialogues with the same people, the same way they've taken place, because nothing is happening.
Okay, I'm going to recognize people who haven't spoken yet. Evelyn and then Lisa.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm from KPFT.
Hold on, Evelyn, we're not hearing you.
Can you hear me? better? As I'm listening to the discussion, I know that in Houston, KPFT, we do have a very large Hispanic Latino community. And however, the concerns are, and I think on a national level, how to bridge some of the gaps in terms of how communities relate to each other. And that has to be a priority of Pacifica if we're going to be viable for the next 100 years. And one of the things that we do, we get hunkered down in our own little personal pools, and we don't, programming is the most critical thing that we do. And if we don't take a very serious look at how we're doing it, we're going to be irrelevant. And we have to gear programming to our youth and to the communities that we serve. If we want to be more diverse, we have to change what we're doing. Because obviously, we're not getting it right. If we were, we would not be having this discussion. Change is hard. But we have to be willing to make the change. That means bringing in programming that's relevant to diverse communities, which means we have to change something. We cannot have blocks of people who have been on program on radio for 10 years and think that they own it and not be willing to make that change. That's a decision, however, that's on a national level that has to come from this leadership.
That's right.
And this body has to be willing to make the hard decisions. And then at the local level, we have to be willing on our local LSBs to make the change. That has to come out of this meeting. We're the leadership for Pacifica, and we have to hear the voices of the people that we serve. They're saying they want something different, and they say it by not writing a check are supporting the programming. If they support it, they'll pay for it. If we do it right, they'll support what we do. But we have to change what we're doing. We have to have a younger listening audience. If we don't, we're going to be in our rocking chairs trying to do what we're doing right now. We have to do something different. What we're proposing is different. We have to figure out how to make it happen, not decide that we can't do it. That's the direction I think we should be headed in, how to do it, not that we can't do it.
I just want to suggest Dr. Bethune's statement about something coming out of this meeting. We probably don't have time in this section to actually craft such a motion, but I think board members should be discussing with each other so that in new business tomorrow, if there are motions about how we're going to move this forward, that's the appropriate time to bring them. I want to recognize the other people who haven't spoken, but we are trimming down to toward the end of our time. I see Lisa Verna would like to speak. I know Eva had wanted to speak. Bob has some things to continue, and then we'd like to hear from the Ambrose would like to speak, and then we want to hear from the audience. So Lisa, we go ahead.
Hello, am I on?
Is Lisa on, guys?
First of all, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, and great to see the audience here. And I just think that this is such an important issue, and some of the questions that have been raised are extremely important. And I'm one, it's not just about doing and implementing something, but it's also in the how. I think that this would be a great opportunity for us as board members, because even for myself, and I have to always examine how I can do this, about, I don't see radio as a passive activity. So how to reach out and get out into the communities, and how to help them to hear and to understand more about certain programming. I'm very concerned, very, very much concerned about some of the issues going on with the Latino community and the African American people of African descent, and bridging any gaps and just hearing some of the things that are arising out of this, because we certainly need to be in solidarity all the way, and we need to understand each other's struggles, and we need to understand or be made to understand some of the issues concerning programming and reaching out to different communities. So I just see this as another opportunity to become more actively involved, understand some of the issues about why it's important, and maybe have Spanish-speaking programs or Latino-speaking language programs, but also even if we can incorporate bilingual programs. But we really need to make our audience understand sometimes why certain program decisions are made, and especially on this front. So I just see that as another way to become a little bit more creative and bring that Pacifica even more, put a face on that station, be out in the communities, have more town hall meetings about these issues and get people's response, and even more importantly, try to make them understand more and raise certain issues as to why certain things are being done. And I think that this would be a great opportunity around doing that in terms of promoting the need for this programming, but also to not exclude other communities from participating.
Okay. Next person is Eva Georgia, general manager for KPFK.
I think somebody's trying to freeze us out of the building.
Yes, I
don't do cold. I come from the tropical country. Good morning, everybody. I have a few comments and some suggestions or recommendations based on our experience at KPFK. And you know what you say is true. If we don't make programming changes, this network is going to die. Because programming is at the heart of what we are. We are in the business of radio. And so change is inevitable. I was very proud of KPFK during the rallies that happened from the Latino community. We were out on the streets, and our producers, Alan were one of the producers there. We did 4 live broadcasts back-to-back. We were at every big rally. And if there's a will to do it, we can. It's really critical that we do national programming. I think we as a network has failed the working class community. We have failed the labor community. We haven't built relationships with labor through our programming. So I've said this before, and Rob and others know, that I really believe it's critical for us to have a national labor show. Our newscast, KPFK does, you know, it's a new audience, it's a revenue for Pacifica, but more importantly, it's a moral decision to provide programming for the labor community. That should be the backbone for Pacifica in terms of our programming. We have news across the network. KPFK does 3 newscasts a day. It's one of the most expensive productions. Different stations have news on weekends, we don't. And unless we start to create network-wide news, collaboration between our news departments, it is, you know, we can really curtail our spending and do more if we come together in our network where our news departments are concerned, where headlines are concerned. One of the things, if you ask me what you can do as a body, I would say the biggest challenge for every station, and everyone can speak for themselves, is not having space. And you as a body can make a difference by passing a resolution about entrenched programmers and making space and allowing us to make this space and say Pacifica is not here to provide lifetime programming or 10-year programs for programmers. So we have to make that change, but it's really hard for us at the station level as managers to make that change without the support. If this network is going into a different direction with regards to diversity, reaching out to different communities, when people know, when I came to KPFK, people said, you know, if you're going to go Spanish, you're going to kill KPFK, they won't make money. Well, you know the story. KPFK Spanish language programming and the fund drive success speaks for itself. But the important thing is that this network, this body, the executive director, has a clear vision and presents that vision to the listeners. Because even if listeners are upset, if you tell people where the network is going and why the network is going that way, and we have town hall meetings, and we have on-air discussions, and people have an understanding about what we want to do with this network's programming, it is easier to make the change. I want to also say for some of us that comes from radio, that has lived radio, it is really, really hard to launch more than one national program at a time. You all know what it took to put Democracy Now! On. The budget you have to have that, the resources, the staff, the implementation. So how we implement national programming is going to be critical, not whether we implement national programming. And so, you know, one of the things that we're doing at K that might be helpful for other people, our program council has just started. We have like 6 different working groups on the program council now, and they've identified programs that they want to evaluate, programs that they think needs to be more mission-driven, programs that they think where we can create open space. And so what these groups, the bodies are doing, the members of the program council have been asked to bring together people from the community, to bring scholars, to bring educators, and everybody has a body of their own people that will then evaluate programs, come back with recommendations to the general manager and the PD and producers, and we'll talk about how we move forward from there. So those are the kind of things we're looking at. When it, you know, we have started a process at KPFK. We talked about it. We haven't implemented the policy. One of the things that we do is we have an annual programmers meeting. And one of the things that we said was we wanted to do a 5% for all programmers to do 5% of their shows dedicated to youth. And so what's happening now is that all of our major, all of our drive time shows, Sonali and Uprising, Margaret Prescott, Jerry Quickly, all the drive time shows has included youth voices. So even there's a black collective called Beautiful Struggle, and what they do is they have youth producing segments. They have youth that's consistently being interviewed on their shows. They have youth contributing segments to their shows. And even though it's not that broad on KPFK, it's growing. And more people, that is an easier way to not just do it all or nothing, but to find different creative ways. Last point, we have started a process at KPFK where we're creating opportunities for different community groups, different producers to work together. We had the first opportunity on a live broadcast where Spanish language programmers and English medium speaking programmers came together. So we're creating opportunities for people from different diverse backgrounds, different languages to produce shows, and that seems to help. So I just wanted to make some of those comments.
Okay, we're at time for the item. Verna has not spoken. I want to recognize her. If we're going to come back to board comment, then we need a motion to extend time, and then I want to go to the audience as some of our public comment time. But let's hear from Verna. People can think about whether they want to extend time for further board comment after. Okay, go ahead, Verna.
Good morning, board.
Good morning.
Is this thing on? Okay. I want to deliver a news flash. Pacifica actually has created some programming within the last 10 years. One of those programs, and this is no disrespect, Rob, but one of those programs is called Peace Watch. And it was a very successful program. It was gaining steam. A lot of people loved it. It was based on the sister segue model, where we had contributions from each of the sister stations. It was exciting. And then the budget was pulled, so the rug was pulled out from underneath it. That's one thing to think about. We also now, and this is produced out of the Washington Bureau, the Washington Bureau is right now producing Pacifica headline news on a daily basis. 5-minute news modules that are distributed nationally. A number of affiliate stations are carrying them. We did do a survey prior to this meeting, and it was determined that even if we were to ask the stations to contribute a fee of $100 a month for this, they would be willing to do it for an expanded version of this. So as we look to try and develop, you know, national programming and giving Pacifica some sort of programming that can be signature programming that will address the needs of our stations and our affiliates, let's think about what we've already got and put some support, some resources, and some energy behind something like this. Right now, it's about a 5-person job being done by one person. And so it's been struggling, you know, and there are times when we can't always get it on the air, but
because of the, if you have one person doing a job of three or four different people, then there's going to be challenges there. But with some money and some resources and some support, this could be a very significant program for this network. It could be a signature program. It's for years, the Pacifica stations were saying, we need a headline news service. Now we have one. You know, let's get behind it. That's really all I have to say. Thank you all.
Before we have a motion to extend time, I want to point out that this afternoon or early this evening, we have a one-hour time slot for discussing creating space for new initiatives. So if some of the comments go to that question, we can have that discussion for another hour later. I think it's immediately germane to this. Is there a motion now to extend time on this item?
Yes, so moved.
How long?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Is that agreeable to the board? Hearing no objection.
I would make a substitute motion for 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Is 10 minutes acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay. Without objection. Don, then, because Don hasn't spoken yet, then I'll come back to people who have spoken. I'll go Ambrose, Bob, Ray.
Very briefly, there are a lot of people in the room who have a lot of experience in programming, but I just want to address a Spanish language program, the idea of Spanish language programming. I think there's some fear, some people have some fear that if it's exclusively in Spanish, people will turn off the radio, move to other stations, and so on. If there's one thing we've learned at KPFK in Los Angeles is the people are selective, and that if you have an exclusively Spanish language program for half an hour, people may go over to National Public Radio for a half hour and so on, but they come back. There are a lot of programs on KPFK, I hate to report, that I don't listen to on a continuing basis when they come on. I sometimes leave for a half hour or so. But if you tell the Latino community, did I make an admission that I should not have made? If you send a message to the Spanish-speaking community that there is a program in Spanish, not bilingual, but in Spanish, you send a very important message to that community, that the station values that community and is willing to make this bold step. And then that community begins to see Pacifica and the station as a true ally to their community. But they won't leave permanently, the non-Spanish speakers. They may leave temporarily, or they may actually stay and study Spanish during that half hour. But they'll come back. So I'm still an advocate, not of bilingual or interlingual, for this bold step. I think we need to stay very true to the original mandate and try that at every station. And it's the kind of bold move I think our stations need to send communities a message that we're changing.
Ambrose?
In addition to the Spanish programming, there is facing this board a survival and growth problem, and that is the contract Democracy Now. And we've talked about it, but we haven't dealt with it. We have got to develop programming that complements the kind of programming that Democracy Now does. And we need to devote the resources to do it. I was part of those that created Democracy Now, created the possibility for Democracy Now to occur. So I move that the program committee be authorized to work with the executive director to develop criteria and budget parameters for a national program to complement Democracy Now. And I would suggest that it be a genuine collaboration with the news staff, journalists, producers, and programmers from Pacifica's five local stations.
Second.
I just want one clarifying thing. When you say authorized to develop, then you, are we saying that any resolution that comes out of that comes back to the board, or are we granting
the authority?
Of course it does. Okay, thank you. I don't believe we have time to debate the issue right now. I'd like to suggest that we take this up later.
I'm sorry, there's a motion on the floor, Mr. Chair. We have time. We expend the time to 10 minutes.
Correct.
Let's deal with the issue.
It's been 10 minutes.
Can you wait until you get our comments as well, too, to get all the information from Canada?
Well, I don't think we'll vote it, but anyhow, I'll take the point. Actually, I think we have something like 3 more minutes. We had Bob and Ray next.
Well,
you rule the motion out of order, Mr.
No, 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 no. I was just suggesting that we agree that we'll have the debate and vote on it in the new business section or unfinished business tomorrow, which we have something like 4 hours.
No, I want it done today.
Okay. It'll be coming to a vote in a couple minutes.
All right. Well, I mainly just wanted to echo. I was planning to say something very similar to what Don White said about the absolutely crucial nature of Spanish-only programming.
Bob, given the fact that there's a motion on the floor, you need to restrict your comments to the motion on the floor until we vote it.
Okay. I think this is something that is really important for us to think about carefully and has a lot of implications for our budgets, for our programming, for our ability to expand Pacifica, and so I think it would be a total disservice to do that in 2 minutes that we have left. And I think we should definitely postpone this motion until tomorrow. And actually, I'm going to propose at that time it be referred to the programming committee, because I think there's many players that need to be consulted and throughout Pacifica. And it's not a good way to make policy of such drastic implications to simply bring it up at a board meeting and debate it. I think it's got to go through committee, got to be consulted by the general managers, the program directors, and then come back to us with a more fully developed proposal.
To clarify the motion is to ask the program committee to do that, I thought.
On information.
Right, but it's based on the assumption that we've already decided we want a specific program that is perhaps along the lines of Democracy Now. That may or may not be a good idea.
Okay.
But maybe we need a different type of national program that's not has nothing to do with the model of Democracy Now.
Ray.
Well, I actually wanted to contribute to the earlier discussion, but I would support Bob. I think it's an extremely important discussion, and I don't want to be sprung. I mean, I'm sure you're inspired, but I would rather have longer discussion about this and see what our options are.
Okay. We're at time now. We've used up the 10 minutes of expired time. So given the motion on the floor, the options are we take it to a vote, or if there's a motion to postpone or refer, that's in order at this time.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to extend time for another 5 minutes.
Okay. There's been a motion to extend for 5 minutes. I just want to make two points. One is that 5 minutes will not be enough to satisfy whatever discussion people want to have. The second is we're right in the midst of agenda creep, and we have to make some decisions because everything that comes before us is going to be important. To remind, we have several hours tomorrow available for unfinished business. I don't believe we have several hours and new business. I don't believe we have those several hours. We also have a thematic discussion tonight on creating space, and we have tomorrow a thematic discussion on web distribution, which we've agreed that in the event that we had mission creep or agenda creep, we would devote to dealing with those crept agenda items. That word was crept. So the thing I'd suggest, rather than extending time now, is either if we're ready to act, we act, and if not, we move it to that portion of tomorrow's agenda devoted to continuing items brought before us today. But that said, there is a motion on the floor. Yes.
I'd like to move to postpone till tomorrow.
Postpone to unfinished business?
Yes.
Would you like to make this item I believe it's a special rule of order that it be the first item of unfinished business?
That's fine.
So that we're sure we get to it?
Yes.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Is there any objection to making this the first item of unfinished business tomorrow? Hearing none, it's postponed to the first item of unfinished business tomorrow. We're at time now, so we're going to move the agenda. Now, I had said that we would take some public comment because there were a number of people here who'd signed up on this issue. They left the room, and I went out and asked them whether they intended... Hang on, Bob, I already... Oh, okay. I had asked them whether they wanted to make listener comment. Now they said no, they'd come back for the afternoon session. Is there anybody presently in the room who would like to make their listener comment now instead of this afternoon? Yes, sir.
Can I make about a 30-second comment? It's still talking this afternoon.
Go ahead.
Everybody's talking about democracy now and how that is a Pacifica program. Let's go back to history. It is not a Pacifica program.
Yes, it is.
It is versus top-down developed by the board and down or bottom-up. It was bottom-up. One genius person decided to do this. It was tried locally at under one name or another. It finally got called Democracy Now. Then it went to some more stations. It is not a top-down management-directed program. Those things always screw up, or a couple, maybe with a few exceptions. You wouldn't even be talking about a Democracy Now, the concept of one, unless you had had this Amy Goodman at the bottom doing this thing locally.
That's not true.
Okay.
Okay, so
yes,
don't say it's a Pacifica program. It is not.
It was a Pacifica program.
Board members, we can comment in response to that after this.
My name's Susan Lee. I'm a producer. I'm a local programmer. I feel like this was a session on programming. Well, let me just say, we've just had our 14th failure fund drive at BAI. I feel like you all are trying to put a Band-Aid on a very intense internal bleeding, at least at BAI. You're not going to solve the problem. Oh, by the way, I do the money show. You're not going to solve your fiduciary responsibility to staunch internal bleeding and get this network on a financial footing that is going to allow us to endure by doing top-down stuff. I heard nothing from any of you about supporting us, the people who do the work for nothing, the people who... Now, you all do a lot of work for nothing, please. I understand that. But what I feel is that people come in and say, oh, we're gonna solve this by doing... We're going to solve this by doing a top-down solution. Where are your ideas for creating, at least at BAI, a vital center? You may have noticed that our vital center is dying. It's not going to work by sticking in an hour because we don't have a vital center. You all perhaps should be dealing with, instead of top-down, as David said, and I'm just going to finish, I was on wake-up call. We grew Amy. Amy didn't suddenly walk in, Amy. We grew her. When she came to BAI, she was a kid. I know, I was there. So understand, you have to create the vital centers and allow us to grow. Because without the vital centers, we're dead. We're just a room that can broadcast from somewhere else.
Time.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, that concludes that and